This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. We reached out to Sal in the wake of the news that the Bills are signing Elijah Moore, and Sal Capaccio joins us now on the West Her Hotline.
It's way funnier. We reached out to Sal to ask him about Elijah Moore, and he told us to go to hell.
Yeah, well, but then he changed his mind. The boss put the pressure on, put the squeeze on.
You guys again?
Oh, my gosh.
I almost made it through the entire afternoon without having to talk to them.
Oh, my God. I was, I had a buddy text me just a little while ago. I was laughing because he was kind of revisiting what happened Monday, and now we get to a point in the receiver. And he texted me just simply the quote from Bill Polian. Said, Jim Kelly is our quarterback. Mark Levy is our coach. If you don't like it, you can get the hell out of town.
Right?
Just so funny thinking about like how this all turns, how this league works, and you know how everything fans and debate. And you know, we didn't have social media back then, right? It would have been amazing with Polian and some of the stuff that wound up happening. Look, I mean, you know, the Bills here right after what happened on Monday with Brandon Bean coming on the radio, we had learned that Elijah Moore, you know, was in for a visit. So clearly, in some capacity, Brandon Bean did feel that he needed to do a little bit more in the wide receiver room, whatever that is. So now here it is. He is signing. And thank God, honestly, from my standpoint, that I don't have to deal with all of this stuff of, you know, with the contract and the compensatory stuff and the unrestricted free agent tender. He's a Bill. It doesn't matter
anymore. Right.
That's
right.
All dead.
So where do you think, how significant is this? We were talking here, you know, it's one of these things that just, you know, drops in our laps, you know, three quarters of the way through our afternoon show here. You know, about 50% snaps in the slot. The money's not, you know, it's not huge, but it's more significant than either of the veteran wideouts they signed last year after the draft in Claypool, which was only $1 million, and even MVS, I think, was maybe $4.5 million. Guaranteed, or maybe the guarantee was a little less than that, but whatever. This is up to $5 million, so we don't know the whole breakdown, but it feels to me, Sal, like maybe he and Curtis Samuel are duking it out for playing time on this team.
Yeah, probably right, Bulldog. I mean, they don't really have a true number two slot receiver, right? I mean, I think you could say that, you know, Khalil Shakir is your true number one slot guy there, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's not Keon Coleman. And even Joshua Palmer is more of a boundary guy with what he does, but he can play in the slot for sure. I just, you know, a lot of the guys have, the Bills love flexibility, and that's what he brings too. There's no doubt. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, this is a guy that's going to now compete for snaps, probably with Curtis Samuel. We'll see where that goes, but could be really with anybody. You know, it's just, you want to raise the level of competition with everybody once they get to camp. And that's what they've done here with Elijah Moore. So kind of raises the floor from that. I was thinking a lot about Laviska Shenault over, you know, the last few days. And it's not that I think he's going to even, the guy might not even make the team, right? But it wasn't even that he could be some high-end producer. But the fact that he can win a kick return job, and that Brandon Bean mentioned they liked him coming out of the draft a few years ago, I thought you could factor in a little bit here too. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a guy that kind of at least gets a little bit of time to show what he can do.
I feel the knock on him for me was finding out that he doesn't have any punt return experience. Not that they couldn't. If the kickoff thing changes dramatically enough, maybe a team, maybe the Bills as that team, would feel it's worth the investment just for a guy who does that really well, better than anybody else we've got. But I kind of feel like it's more ideal to have, like, say, Codrington, who did both last year. You got a guy that does both. That's what you do.
Well, I think you're going to want two kick returners, though. That's the thing.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah, because the way the alignment is now, they're going to want two kick returners. And I do think that their projection is it will change a lot. There's going to be a lot more kick returns. If you listen to Bean and McDermott at the owners' meetings and even when they signed Chenault, I mean, Brandon Bean now, there's no guarantee. Again, it could be somebody else. It could be Ty Johnson, whoever. I think they believe enough in the fact that this is going to dramatically change enough that they want a guy that's going to be able to do this.
Elijah Moore, for what it's worth, did a little bit of punt returning, very little in the NFL, and some in a couple of his college seasons at Ole Miss. You know, you hinted at the sort of the irony of being on the station on Monday and then this move. Is there anything more to say about this with that? Like, I would say no to this. I don't think he's going back on anything.
No,
that he said. Really, it was more in the context of the draft. But, you know, he did kind of rant on about how successful their offense was. And, you know, as it happens, last year, say what you want about the players, they did quite a bit of this, going into what was left in free agency, bringing in Claypool and MVS and so on, Isabella, Hamler, guys over the years, just to give themselves more chances at, you know, a hit. I guess this is maybe above those names, but I don't think he's going back on anything. Maybe you guys can think of a way that he is. I don't know.
I would say no for the timing of it. He came on the radio. They'd already known Elijah Moore was coming in. He was here, but like when that happened,
right?
You know, or they were bringing him in. He was literally reported. I don't know if you guys know the timing of how this happened, but when Brandon Bean's segment ended on Monday, and he got off the phone with Jeremy and Joe, they went to break. There was a report during that break that Elijah Moore was like going to be in Buffalo on a workout. So, like, clearly that was already in the works before he came, you know, on the radio. So I don't think he's going back in anything. He already knew that was happening. I agree with you that I think his context of what he heard and what he was responding to was, you know, drafting and the draft. And that's why he brought up the 2018 thing with Allen and Rosen, because what the Bills did or didn't do in the draft and the reaction to it specifically. So, yeah, I don't think that there's anything more to, like, just kind of, you know, I'm gonna revisit what I said on the radio, or I'm going back in anything. That was already, this had to already be in the works from that standpoint.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't mean that exactly, just in terms of what he said about what their moves have been, the philosophy, the success they've had, anything like that. He didn't have to necessarily be done at receiver in the last couple of days, as it's gotten pretty heated at times. At one point, I think on Monday, I'm like, he boxed himself in on a big move. Like, they're not trading for George Pickens now because he's telling you that he likes what they've got. I wouldn't take that any farther than that, though, to mean that, well, they couldn't sign another free agent or two and give themselves, you know, more options.
Yeah, I came out with you guys on Monday, and I said I wouldn't close the door. The only thing I thought, it might be a little longer. I didn't think it would be this quickly, but they did it right away, right? And, you know, so I think, you know, that happening now just gets him into camp. But look, if you look at the timing, they signed Chase Claypool on May 3rd last year. They signed MVS on May 14th. This is the timing this generally happens, right? You're going to bring a guy in before you have your rookie mini camp, more OTAs. You get a good look at him, and then you can kind of decide what you want to do as you go to the summer. We don't know the details on this yet. This is like Tre'Davious White, where, okay, it's up to that much money. Well, how much is actually the guarantee? That's going to speak a lot, I think, to where they see his possibilities here on the team. Now, his guarantee was going to be $3.4 million, as we talked about yesterday, if he went back to the Cleveland Browns, if he hadn't signed before July 22nd. Does that mean the Bills are giving him that sort of guarantee? Or it could simply be he's taking less guaranteed money to bet on himself. To
better opportunity, right.
Dollars. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion of Elijah Moore? Best I've got really is that he was an exciting idea to me coming into the league. in the 21 draft, and somebody that I loved the idea of for the Bills at pick 30. They also had pick 30 that year. They went with Rousseau and worked on defense. Isn't that familiar how that sounds? Same pick number and everything. But he has not had a good pro career. There are a little bit of some numbers with the Browns last year. Third on the team in catches, 61. And it's, you know, easy to point to the Browns and sort of say, and the Jets before the Browns, in Moore's case, that the quarterback play was pretty bad. So there might be a player here. He's 25. He just hasn't in 4 years really stepped up.
I would agree with pretty much everything you said. This was a hot idea in that draft. And in fact, so much, I would say, I know this, I'm kind of being joking here with you, Mike, but I think you talked about Elijah Moore as much as you've talked about Luther Burden this year.
Yeah,
back in that
that's
draft,
about right. That's about right.
I mean, I know you liked him. I liked him a lot. And I remember that draft, and the Bills didn't take him, and how many people were very upset. The Bills didn't draft Elijah Moore, and he'll be such a great fit for the Bills. Well, he's been a
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines. Shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Two teams now, the Jets, who, you know, need players, and they wound up trading them, and the Browns here, who can't get out of their own way, and he can't really be very productive with them. It's been okay, so it hasn't hit. He has not been the player many people thought that he would be coming into the NFL. Doesn't mean he can't be. I would say this. You hit the nail when you said he kind of outranked some of these other guys, even in production, right? He's been more productive than Andy Isabella, that's for sure. He's been more productive than a Chase Claypool. Other than, you know, Claypool's first couple of years, I guess he was pretty productive. But, you know, from that standpoint, he's a little more intriguing to me than he would be those other names.
Recognizing that there are, of course, you know, mitigating circumstances here, playing time, injury, et cetera. 61 catches last year with the Browns.
Yeah,
only Khalil Shakir had more than that, and kind of by a lot on the Bills. I mean, Coleman, again, there's injury. Kincaid, injury, but that's 29 and 44. Hollins was 31, Knox 22, Cooper 20, Curtis Samuel 31. Sorry, he was down below there because I got this a different thing highlighted. But still, you know, so for as much of a, you know, oh, well, how good is this guy? I mean, he's the second leading receiver on the Bills, almost by double anyone else.
Bulldog, I don't have it in front of me. Where did he rank on the Browns last year?
Third in catches. Like Judy had 90 some catches, and Njoku had 64.
So as wide receiver, he was number two.
Yeah,
right.
One touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know, right? I mean, this isn't like anything that's super, you know, super special analysis, but a lot of it's just role you play, right? What role do you play on that team versus the other team? He's going to be a different role in this team, most likely. Could he eventually carve out that kind of role for the Bills? Sure. I mean, I could see it. But then it's got to be at the expense of somebody. And I think, go back to our original part here, it's probably Curtis Samuel. But, you know, he's a different role on the Browns last year than what he's probably going to be on the Bills this year, which impacts all of that. But I think he's going to get opportunity here.
Okay. Sal, thanks for fitting us in.
Got it, guys. Thanks.
There is Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearance is brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? More stats if you want them, courtesy of our buddy Sneaky Joe from the morning show. He just tweeted, this is very hot off the presses, 36 seconds ago, 47% of Elijah Moore's 102 targets last season were uncatchable.
Is that a lot? Is that a high percentage?
I don't. Half? I want to believe that Sneaky Joe is not just being hyperbolic. I'm assuming he got that somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just saying they were so terrible.
Isn't Kincaid's number like that?
Yes, Kincaid's number is really bad, too. Yeah. Like,
I don't know if it's half, but.
It was bad.
High percentage of his targets were uncatchable. Which, you know, in that case, we're not making fun of Allen, right?
Right. Like I don't think so. Right.
There's a combination here. You know, timing.
Something they have not been able to connect. And Allen should bear some responsibility for that. But, yeah. Yeah, the joke is the Browns quarterbacks are so bad that almost half of this guy's targets were uncatchable.
Well, this year it ought to be different in Cleveland.
Well, that's sure. Will it be better?
No, it won't be different.
It might be a different flavor.
It won't
of bad.
Be different. It'll be the same, I think. I mean, the Browns, right from the Travis Hunter trade with Jacksonville, set themselves up for a quarterback next year. Two firsts, maybe are both high. I mean, the Browns should be pretty bad. And so what do? They draft a defensive tackle, a running back, ultimately another running back, but also two quarterbacks. So it really is kind of like those two guys. Maybe we talked about this at this time yesterday. I don't know. But Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, I feel like one of them at the most survives this year. And, you know, one or both of them will get a chance this year, I think, in games to make their case. And they'll have to be great, which means they'll win games. To take the 2026 quarterback pick off the table, you would think. But, you know, otherwise, why bother? Right? Like, why bother drafting Sanders and even Gabriel before that? I get drafting one of them because, you know, you want to give yourself that chance.
Yeah.
And it looks right to do. The Giants did it too with Dart, although that's a bigger investment. You think Dart is their plan. It looks right to do, even with two veterans in there. Draft both. There might be a different reason for doing that. It's just there's a pretty good chance that by next year's draft, they won't need either of these two guys. Like Sanders and Gabriel will have this year to show that maybe they belong in the league. And then Cleveland drafts whoever next year, and these guys are backups or they're just cut.
Right.
So makes you wonder about sort of the need for
the need and the motivation. Like I know, you know, I don't know this. I don't know that anyone does. But you know, even on our show yesterday, at some point it was inferred. I don't know if it was one of our guests or if it was just, you know, someone who called. That's the owner. Like the GM and the coach drafted their quarterback when they drafted the Gabriel kid, and Sanders is still on the board, and the owner's like, okay, yeah, that can happen. You know, I'm not sure that it did, but it looks just the timing of everything coming together the way it did could make you think like the owner really liked this guy, so he wants us to give him a shot. So okay, we'll give him a shot because it's the fifth round, and like, you know, what are we going to do anyways? Who knows? But
what about Fantasy Bulldog with this Elijah Moore? Where are you going to rank him? You're drafting tonight. Where are you going to rank? Can you imagine Bulldog drafting tonight?
This always goes so well when you approach these these segments like this, like with asking me, what are you going to do? I don't care. Not on my board. I don't have a board. I'm boardless.
I have 11 drafts Saturday.
How much of your day does that just swallow the whole day?
No. What it is they're all rookie drafts and they're all slow drafts. They just all start on Saturday. So next week, well, you're off Monday, right? Friday, Monday. So
yeah,
when you're on the plane coming home, you'll remember that on Tuesday, when you come back to work, I'll be bothering you all afternoon in and out of breaks with who I should pick in the third round. Should I take Jaden Blue in this spot here? You know who that is?
Yes.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas didn't do anything more at running back in the draft. A lot of people thought they would, even Gentry. But Dallas and Chicago, two popular rumored running back teams. Jaden Blue was picked there by the Cowboys. So rookie drafts that all start on
Saturday. Was that Texas too?
Yeah, I think
the school.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. Now what I'm wondering is how much when Tuesday comes and I text you at say like I don't know 10 in the morning and say I think I'm going to work from home today. are you going to remember that you told me you're going to be annoying me with fantasy questions all afternoon on Tuesday and think that's why I'm staying home?
Now especially I will. I'll feel like I was the reason for it.
That's what I'm thinking now. Like should I be
I feel like I was the reason for it if you do that.
At some point, I'm going to want to turn the gear on to make sure it still works. I mean, it's been a while. I haven't been home since really football season ended, I don't think.
Tuesday is starting to sound perfect for that.
We aren't getting home until like...
Is that a Sabres game,
right? We aren't getting home until like 1 in the morning. We're flying like afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon out of Denver, I think, next Monday. So late.
But. That's 8 hours? Or...
Well, there's a stop. I think we're going to Charlotte something. I couldn't get direct from
Charlotte. Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
You can't go in a pretty straight line?
Yeah, at least on the way there, we're going to Detroit then Denver, which, you know, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
I'm traveling west. Thank you.
My wife is going to St. Louis in a few weeks through Phoenix.
Oh.
How bad is that? Oh, I would never. Oh, I couldn't do it.
It's horrible.
Unless it was like I absolutely had to do it, I would just hate that so much. I'll just drive it. I'll walk it before I'd fly to St. Louis through Phoenix.
Right.
You either stay in Phoenix
right.
or just drive it.
Can't we just move this whole thing to Phoenix? I
mean, yeah, can't we just move the meeting? Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
Chris Trapasso, his final draft related visit to our show that was earlier today. We'll have that for you next on WGR.